ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्याम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमाम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् ततो जाय उदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो हरे कृष्ण, ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ शिवरात्रि, महाशिवरात्रि, सो विल बी स्पीकिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा स्पेशली इन वृंदावन एंड द वर्स विल बी टुडे फ्रॉम 12th कैंटो चैप्टर 13 वर्स इज 16। निम्नगानां यथा गंगा देवानां अच्युतो यथा वैष्णवानां यथा शंभो पुराणामादिमस्तथा। निम्नगानां ऑफ रिवर्स फ्लोइंग डाउन टू द सी, यथा एज गंगा द गैंजिस, देवानाम ऑफ ऑल द डीटीज, अच्युतः द इनफेलिबल सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, यथा ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णव डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड, वैष्णवानाम द वैष्णवाज, यथा एज शंभो शिवा, पुराणाम ऑफ ऑल पुराणास, इदम दिस तथा सिमिलरली। ट्रांसलेशन, देर इज नो पर्पट फॉर दिस वर्स, सो आई विल बी जस्ट रीडिंग द ट्रांसलेशन। जस्ट एज द गंगा इज ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ ऑल रिवर्स, लॉर्ड अच्युता इज द सुप्रीम अमंग द डीटीज, and Lord Shambhu, Shiva, is greatest of Vaishnavas. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of all Puranas. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Vena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So with the blessing of all the assembled devotees, so I would like to speak some pastimes of Lord Shiva, especially who is Lord Shiva and on whom he meditates and also what are his activities and all. So today it is mentioned in the Skanda Puran regarding Mahashivaratri. It is mentioned in the month of Falgun. As per the Vaishnava or Vedic calendar, this month is called Falgun. On the 14th night of Krishna Paksha, so there are two Paksha, one is called Krishna Paksha and the other one is Gaura Paksha. Okay. All Shivalingas on the planet Earth are empowered by Lord Shiva on this day. Hence, it is called Shivratri. And this day is also very dear to Lord Vishnu. So we should understand, Lord Shiva is also called Sevananda Bhagwan. So Lord Balramji is also called Saivananda Bhagwan. So in Lord there are two varieties. One is Sevya Bhagwan. Lord Krishna is called Sevya Bhagwan. And one is Sevak Bhagwan. That is Balramji. Also Lord Shiva is called Saivananda Bhagwan because he is always interested in serving Lord Krishna in all capacities. Especially Balramji, he serves in five rasas. Lord Shiva is also trying to serve to the best of his capacity. So regarding now Shiva Tattva, we should know there are three Tattva. Also there is another Tattva is called Shakti Tattva. Radharani and all the expansions, they are called Shakti Tattva. So first is all the expansions of Lord Vishnu, they are called Vishnu Tattva. Then Lord Shiva is called Shiva Tattva, also it is called Tatastha Shakti. And we, from Brahma, all the living entities, we are called Jiva Tattva. So in Brahma Samhita, Brahma explained that Kshiram Yatha Dadhi Vikara Vishesha Yoga. Just as milk is transformed into curd by the action of acids, but yet the effect curd is neither the same as nor different from its cause. So here what we see, Lord Shiva, basically he is partial incarnation of Shankarshan. That we'll come to that form. So now Lord Shiva has different forms. Especially we should know that he is in Vrindavan, he is nominated as Gopeshwar. In Krishna Leela, in Vrindavan Leela, he is a Gopeshwar. In Ram Leela, he is Hanumanji. In Gaur Leela, he is Murari Gupta. Also what we see in in Mahabharata, he came as Bhima, the son of Vayuputra. And in Kali Yuga, he comes as the son of Vayu, Madhvacharya. Is also one of our Sampradaya Acharyas. So as per our this thing, the manifestation of Lord Krishna, from Krishna is Balramji, is called Swayam Prakash. And from Balramji, there is a first Chaturvyuha, second Chaturvyuha, then there are three Vishnus. And from the last Vishnu, there is a Sadashiv. And Shiva is the partial incarnation of Sadashiv, and he comes in Gaur Leela as, anyone knows? Advaita Acharya. So now we should know what is the difference between Brahma and Lord Shiva. In one sense, Brahma worships Lord Shiva, although Lord Shiva is sometimes born from the body of Brahma. So Prabhupada explains that both the posts of Shiva and Brahma are superior because they are expansions from Lord Vishnu. But sometimes Jiva may become Shiva's expansion, known as Rudra. If a man purely performs duties of Varnashrama for 100 births, he may become Brahma. In other words, he may attain the position of or post of Brahma. In turn, when a person is in the post of Brahma, carries out his functions expertly for 100 births, he becomes qualified to perform the function of Shiva in the form of one of his manifestation called Rudra. So Shiva manifests in 11 manifestations. Among them, one is Lord Brahma. So in Vrindavan Leela, what we see, there are five associates of Lord. They are called Panch Mahashakti. So in the number one is especially Giriraj. Giriraj is number one. He is called that topmost of the devotees. Then second comes Yamuna. The water of Yamuna is considered as good as the Charanamrita of the Lord. And in the third place is Brindadevi, because Brindadevi, she did 60,000 years tapasya. She is Leela Shakti of the Lord. Then the dust of Vrindavan. The dust of Vrindavan, it is called Chintamani Raja. And of course, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the Dikpal. Also, Hanumanji is also Dikpal in Vrindavan. But Lord Shiva is being nominated by Lord Krishna. And this way, Shiva is also, we should know that among the 12 Mahajans, he is one of the Mahajan. And among the four Sampradayas, which are connected to Lord Vishnu. So Lord Shiva is one of the Sampradaya Acharyas. He is the Sampradaya Acharya of Vishnu Sampradaya. Also is called, Rudra Sampradaya. And in Rudra Sampradaya, like we have Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So they have one Yugala Mantra. They chant like Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe Radhe. This is their Yugala Mantra. And we see in their Sampradaya, after Shiva, there is a Vishnu Swami. This way the Sampradaya continues. And it is mentioned in the Adi Varaha Puran that there is one nice verse which mentions that by worshipping Lord Shiva for thousands of births, a person becomes wise and free from all sins. And then after becoming the devotee of Lord Shiva, then one becomes a Vaishnava. It is very difficult to digest. And you can see, to be frank, most of the people who come to Krishna consciousness, my understanding, at least 80% of the people who come to Krishna consciousness, they were Shiva Bhakta before coming to Krishna consciousness, especially if they are Indian origin. And also it is mentioned by Sanatan Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas. So Sanatan Goswami explains that today, that is, he mentions Hari Bhakti Vilas, that Shivratri, that is Shiv Chaturdasi, should be observed by all the Vaishnava devotees, because Lord Shiva has all the good qualities and he is to be honored by observing this day. This is what Sanatan Goswami writes. And in Vrindavan, also Lord Shiva is called Bude Baba. Bude Baba, Baba means this one designation given to elderly people. So there are four Babas in Vrindavan. So one is Giriraj Baba. Giriraj Baba means Lord Giriraj. So Giriraj, he has two forms. One is the Lord himself, Garg Samhita explains. And also in Bhagavatam, the gopis, they explain Hantaya Adrir Abla Haridas Varyo. So what they explain, this hill, Giriraji, is the topmost devotee of the Lord. So the Brajavasis, what they consider Giriraji to be a Baba. Baba means a saintly person. Then we have, after that, Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba means the father of Lord Krishna. And also, way back, 500 years back, Sanatan Goswami was the Baba of Brajavasis. And especially in the month of July, when there is a Mudiya Purnima, the Brajavasis, now they are forgotten. In remembrance of Sanatan Goswami, they started doing this parikrama of Giriraj. So this way, also in the Brihad Bhagavatamrit, Sanatan Goswami mentions that why Lord Shiva is worshipped so much in India. What we see, the Shiva Bhakta followers, also in the Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, he asked Sukhdev Goswami, how it is that it is seen that the worshippers of Lord Shiva are more rich compared to the worshippers of Lord Vishnu. So the reasoning is given that one time Lord Shiva, he came and he petitioned to Lord Krishna. What Lord Shiva told, that yes, that I want that I should also be honored like you, on par. So Lord Krishna said, okay, tatastu. Henceforth, all the people, they will honor you more than me. This is what is mentioned in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So now regarding the appearance of Lord Shiva, what we see, it is mentioned that in the Bhagavatam, that when Brahma, he told his four Manasaputra, Chatushkumar, now you should grow up and you should get progeny. They said, no, this we can't do. So then he became angry, and between his eyebrows, Shiva was born, and immediately he was crying. That's why he's called Rudra. So immediately, to solace him, Lord Brahma, he said, okay, I'm giving you 11 posts. This way, Shiva has 11 expansions. And the main activity of Lord Shiva is to destroy, when the time comes after Kali Yuga, to destroy this material world. Also, it is mentioned that sometimes in the other Purana, it is mentioned that Lord Shiva is partial expansion of Shankarshan, and he is born from the third eye of Shankarshan. Now, oftentimes we see in India, Shiva is meditating on Rudraksh. So now, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is mentioned, there is a Rama Stotra. Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Mano Rame Sahasra Nama Tattulyam Sri Rama Nama Rame Rame. So Lord Shiva, he tells Parvati that yes, I always chant the name of Lord Ram. So it is mentioned that 1000 name of Lord Vishnu is equal to one name of Lord. No, Lord Ram. No, three name of Lord Ram is equal to one name of Lord Krishna. So anyway, also there is one nice this thing in Gauda Ganodesh Deepika. This book is written by Kavi Karnapura. So in that, it is mentioned that one of the associates of Lord Shiva, his name is Bhairava, and he has written one book called Shiva Tantra. So he mentions that in Vrindavan, one time Lord Shiva, he took the form of a cowherd boy on the day of Diwali. And that day he went to Gokul and he did a very nice dancing pastime. Seeing this, Lord Krishna and Balram, they became very happy. And Shiva, he showed many dancing forms and he danced in such a way that Krishna and Balramji, they got so much mesmerized by seeing Shiva's dance. So what they said, okay, so you can join our party, you can join us as a cowherd boy. Now you can see Shiva here acts as a, in a Sakyaras also. So this is mentioned in Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, that is 77 to 8 verse 80. Also what we see after Haridham, which dham is there, anyone knows, the topmost dham is called? Yes, that is called Haridham. And this material world is called which dham? Daivi dham. So in between these two dham, there is another dham. What is that dham? Anyone knows? Mahesh dham, or it is called Sadashiv dham. So there it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam that always Lord Shiva is living with Parvati and he is always meditating on Lord Shankarshan. That is what is mentioned. And Lord Shiva also mentioned in Garga Samhita that Narad Muni, he explains to King Bhaulashva that one time Lord Shiva, he did a tapasya and he pleased Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna, he said, okay, for your tapasya I give you the post of becoming the protector of Vrindavan Dham. It is mentioned that when Vajranabh, he made the deities of Lord Shiva, so he made 5 deities. Actually, it is mentioned that he made a good number of deities of Lord Shiva, and they are called Shivling. So there are 5 deities of Lord Shiva. In Kamyavan, is called Kameshwar Mahadev. At Nandagaon, he is called Nandishwar Mahadev. At Govardhan, he is called Chakleshwar Mahadev. There is has 5 heads. At Vrindavan, he is called Gopeshwar Mahadev. And at Mathura, he is called Bhuteshwar Mahadev. These are the 5 main principal deities of Lord Shiva. And now also the Brajavasis, especially on Shivratri, some Brajavasis, what they do, they come to Yamuna, they bathe there, they take the water of Yamuna, and they offer this water to Lord Shiva in all the 5 temples. They do this by walking. Now also they do. In Mahabharata Anushasan Parva, one question was put by Yudhishthira Maharaj to Bhishma Dev before Bhishma was about to leave his body. So that time he asked that he wanted to know about Lord Bhishma. Actually, Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to know about Bhishma, Lord Shiva. So that time Bhishma Dev, what he said, that the activities, there is a saying, Vaishnava Kriya Mudra Vigyena Bhujaya. Similarly, Bhishma Dev, what he told Yudhishthira Maharaj, that the thinking, feeling, willing and doing of Lord Shiva can't be understood by any mundane living entity. Even Parvati can't understand what Shiva will do. So there are a good number of pastimes about Parvati and Lord Shiva. So one time what happened? So Shiva, it is mentioned in the material world, he stays in Kailash. Shiva has two forms. In material world, he stays in Kailash and there also he is meditating. So one time Narad Muni, he came to Kailash and Lord Shiva was not there, Parvati was there. So Narad Muni, he wanted to put Parvati in a dilemma. So actually he wanted to reveal the glories of Bhagavatam. So Narada, what he told Parvati, see that I don't think that Lord Shiva, he tells you everything what he is doing. Being a husband and being your chaste wife, he should reveal everything, isn't it? So you have seen that he wears a mala, not Rudraksh mala, there is another mala. It is of all skulls. So do you know what is the meaning of that mala? So Parvati was totally mesmerized. I never asked him. So Narada said, okay, today you can ask him, and he went away. Narayan, Narayan. So now Parvati, when Shiva, he came back, so he saw she was little morose. So now he could understand, yes, somebody has put her in some dilemma. So now he asked, yes, what is the cause of your distress? So Parvati said that we are living here since a long time, but you never told why you are wearing this mala of all the skulls. Shiva, he said, no, I didn't tell you because you will feel sad. So he said, these are all your skulls. So Parvati was taken back. She said, how come? Shiva, he told that you are born again and again. You are born again and again. Every time you are born and you leave the body, I take the skull and put in this. So now Parvati, she asked, yes, how can I become this thing, immortal? Then Shiva, he said, okay, for that you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This story is very big. Then it is mentioned that Lord Shiva took Parvati from Kailash, he took to Mansarovar. There is one Mansarovar in Vrindavan, but there is a Kailash Mansarovar, and there is another place there. There Lord Shiva, he recited Bhagavatam. Also it is mentioned that Sukhdev Goswami was born there on a tree, and he was a small baby in a nest. And what Shiva, he told Parvati, so whenever you'll understand the Bhagavatam, you should say yes, ha, ha, ha. So this way Parvati was doing ha, 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 and after some time she went to sleep. But Sukhdev Goswami, in the form of parrot, so he was imitating ha, ha, ha. So what happened, after some times when the Bhagavatam was finished, so Shiva, he looked at Parvati and she was dozing. So immediately he saw, yes, who was responding this? And he saw there was a baby parrot. So what Shiva, he thought, this parrot will become immortal. So immediately he took his trishul and he started chasing this parrot. So this way, this parrot, it went all the way to Badrinath, and there at Badrik Ashram, the wife of Vyasdev, she was yawning, and this parrot went inside her mouth, and it took the shelter in the belly of Vyasdev's wife. So when Shiva came over there, so he asked Vyasdev, did you see a parrot over here? So Vyasdev said, no, I didn't see any parrot. So then Shiva had to go back. So we should know that in Vrindavan, especially Shiva and Krishna, so there are a good number of pastimes, but there are three tattvas and three vicharas. Vichara means we should understand Lord Shiva's pastimes in Vrindavan in three different ways. So there is a tattvagat vichar, aishwaryagat vichar, and naravata gat vichar. So now, as per tattva gat vichar, that is as per the tattva, Shiva, he knows his position and he knows what Krishna's position is. Aishwaryagat vichar means that as per the aishwarya of Lord Krishna, Shiva knows Lord Krishna's aishwarya. And naravata gat vichar means like Krishna is doing human pastimes, and as per the desire of Lord Krishna, Shiva sometimes comes and blesses Lord Krishna. Sometimes he plays fights with Lord Krishna. So this way it is called Naravatagat. So these are the three main tattvas we should understand, that Shiva, he is acting as per the desires of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. Also, it is mentioned in the in one Puran that one time this Kamadev, Shiva was in deep meditation, and often it is said that Shiva, he burned Kamadev because of his anger. But it is mentioned there that simply Shiva opened his eyes. He didn't burn with anger, but just in that normal manner. Also, in the there is one nice book called that Ramacharitamanas. It was written by one devotee called Tulsidas. So what Tulsidas, he writes that Lord Shiva, Shiva and Parvati, they are like acharyas, guru and guru patni. And if somebody wants to understand Lord Ram, so they can take shelter of Lord Shiva and Lord Parvati. Also in Gaur Leela, what we see, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, they went to South India Yatra, it is mentioned that there is one mountain, Brahmagiri Parvat. There, especially Nityanand Prabhu and after some time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they met Lord Shiva and Parvati. So they were living there in the form of Brahmanas. And also it is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted prasad at the house of Lord Shiva there. So there is another story of Lord Shiva, why devotees of Lord Vishnu, they don't take prasad of Lord Shiva. This is a big question for many devotees. There is one story, it is mentioned that one time Lord Shiva, he told Parvati, now Krishna is doing earthly pastimes, I am going to Gokul to see Lord Krishna. So when Lord Shiva, he arrived in Gokul, so that time seeing him in his different form, so Yashoda got bewildered. So she immediately closed the house, she bolted the door. And Lord Shiva, he said, I have come to take darshan of your baby Krishna. So Yashoda, she said, no, nothing doing. So many demons, they are coming. Sometimes they come in a female, nice beautiful female form. And sometimes they come in the form of a mendicant. I don't know who are you. Maybe you must have been sent by Kamsa. So Lord Shiva, he said, I will stay here for 10,000 years. So what she said, I'm not going to open the door for 10,000 years. You stay there, no problem. So later on, it is mentioned that Lord Krishna, he started crying. So all the gopis, they assembled. Then later on, they called Purnamasi. And she could understand. So by this time, Shiva, somehow he got morose. And he went and he sat in one place. In Nandagaon, there is one place called Asheshwar Mahadev. Asheshwar means he is sitting with one desire that yes, Krishna will call me after some time. So what happened? When Purnamasi came, she could understand. And she told Yashoda, see, your Krishna is crying because you didn't give darshan to Lord Shiva. So unless we get Lord Shiva back here, Krishna is not going to stop crying. So this way the gopis, they went and they called Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva came to the house of Nanda Maharaj, so now Shiva, he thought there is good opportunity to ask for more benedictions. So Lord Shiva, he said, okay. When Yashoda, she brought Krishna in front of Lord Shiva, so Krishna, baby Krishna stopped crying. So Lord Shiva, he told Yashoda, see, whenever your baby cries, you call me. For that, you have to give me a small room next to your house. So Yashoda, she said, okay, we'll give you a small room. So in this Nandishwar Parvat, what we see, whatever prasadam, Lord Shiva, he told, whatever your son Krishna eats, the remnants you can give me. So whatever prasadam is offered there, it is offered to Lord Shiva in Nandagaon. Also, when Lord Krishna is bathed in Nandagaon, that water is coming on the head of Asheshwar Mahadev. So this one pastime, it is mentioned in Vishnu Puran that in in the past different yugas, even the demons, they used to worship Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu, he wanted to deviate them from worshipping him for all material desires. So for that, he told Lord Shiva that now henceforth you should take this worship of me on my behalf. Also it is mentioned in Vishnu Puran, Shiva, he tells Parvati that Mayavadam Ashas Shastram, that he explains that in Kali Yuga I'll come as an ascetic and I'll preach this message of Mayavad, because in Kali Yuga the people, they will be mostly misled. This way Shiva, he came in the form of Shankaracharya. So among the 26 Vaishnava qualities, one of the best quality of Lord Shiva is that he is Paradukkha Dukkhi. Also he is a poet. So in Vrindavan there are many devotees, they sing Radha Kripa Kataksha. There is one stotra that is written by Lord Shiva only. So also Lord Shiva has written that Yugala Kishora Astotra Naam, and in Narada Pancharatra he tells Narada Muni 108 names of Radharani, and also he has written Gopal Sahasranam, 1000 names of Lord Krishna, and also in Rudra Yamala Tantra he has again written 1000 names of Radharani, and in Urdhva Vinaya Tantra he explains about the Ashtakalya Leela of Lord Krishna. Now, this Ashtakalya Leela of Lord Krishna, it is mentioned in Vrindavan for the sadhakas, those who want to attain the spiritual abode of the Lord, Golok Vrindavan. So they have to meditate on Lord Krishna's Ashtakalya Nitya Leela. So this is what is mentioned by Lord Shiva to Narada in this Urdhva Vinaya Tantra. Also in Sanat Kumar Samhita also he explains Ashtakalya Leela. And also in Padma Puran he explains that Radha Krishna Ashtakalya Leela. So when it comes to giving benedictions by Lord Shiva, so it is mentioned that Lord Shiva, when he gives benedictions, there are two kinds of benedictions. So one is called Sakapata. This is for demons. There is some hidden motive that demons, they don't understand. And one he gives boon, it is called Nishkapata, especially for the devotees of the Lord who are pure devotees. For them he gives, immediately he gives them benediction. So when it comes to Sakapata, now if I read the list of devotees of Lord Shiva, it is a big list. So among the list there are big personalities, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, Banasura, then Bhasmasur, Shishupal, Jarasan, Duryodhan, Rukmi, Karna, Jayadrat, Kashiraj. So this is unending list. So now in the Mahabharata what we see, one time what happened when Jayadrat, he was kidnapping Rukmini, somehow he was caught by Bhima and Arjuna. And he was totally, you know, his hair went cut. And Draupadi said, okay, his wife will become widow, let him go. So Jayadrath, he wanted to take revenge. So Jayadrath, he did a tapasya and he pleased Lord Shiva. For a long period of time, he did tapasya. And what he told Lord Shiva, that I want to defeat, in the forthcoming Mahabharata war, I want to defeat all the Pandavas. So now Lord Shiva, he was in a dilemma, what to do now? So he said, impossible, you can't do that. Especially you can't defeat Arjuna. Maybe the four Pandavas you can withhold them in one day. In the war, I can benedict you. So then Jayadrath, he said, okay, give me one more benediction. Whosoever cuts my head, if it falls on the earth, that person should die immediately. So now Jayadrath knew, either Arjuna will cut my head or maybe Krishna. So now, again Shiva was in dilemma. What he said, okay, there is one criteria. If the head falls in your father's lap, then the person who cuts the head, he will die. But if that head falls from your father's lap onto the earth, then you will die. So Shishupal, what he thought, okay, my father is not going to throw my head. So this way, what he said, okay, done. And what happened? Lord Krishna, he knows everything, past, present, future. And when Arjuna was about to cut the head of Jayadrath, what Krishna he told, so now when you cut his head, it should fall his father. Anyone knows what is the name of Jayadrath's father? Anyone knows? Chalo, this is a homework for all of you. So what happened when Arjuna he cut the head? That head, it fell in the lap of his father. Okay, his name was Dham Ghosh. So what happened? He was in a meditation and suddenly he felt fearful and he threw that head on the earth. And this way Shishupal died. Also, the son of Kashi Raj. Anyone knows what is the name of son of Kashi Raj? All of you must have read Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Krishna book. Sudakshina. His name was Sudakshina. So when his father was killed, so he went again, he appeased Lord Shiva and he told Lord Shiva that I want to make such a mystical demon that this demon will go in Dwarka and it will burn everything. So Lord Shiva said, okay, that can be possible, but if his back fired from there, he will come back and he will burn the Kasi along with you. He said, okay, no problem. So what happened when this demon was sent to Dwarka, and there what happened? He was again kicked back by Sudarshan and he came back, and along with Sudakshina, the complete Kashi was burnt. Also we see Lord Shiva, when he gives Nishkapat Ashirvad, so in that we see when specially Arjuna, when he was about to go to the heaven, before that he gave him the Pashupat Astra. Also in the Bhagavatam 4th canto, it is mentioned that when the sons of Prachini Bharishit, when they were going to do tapasya, so Lord Shiva, he blessed them and he gave them that Rudra Gita. And he told, now you meditate on this Rudra Gita and you will attain the supreme destination. So this way there are a good number of pastimes, and Prabhupada, he writes in one purport in the Bhagavatam 3rd canto that in Hindu society in India, especially the unmarried girls, they are taught to worship Lord Shiva with the idea that they may get good husbands like him. Lord Shiva is an ideal husband, not in the sense of riches or sense gratification, but because he is the greatest of all devotees. And Vaishnavana Metha Shambhu. So Prabhupada explains that because Lord Shiva is the topmost devotee, and in that sense Prabhupada writes that devotees, especially the girls, they are told to worship Lord Shiva. And also people have a misconception that Rameshwar, when Lord Ram, he wanted to kill Ravana, so before going to Lanka, Lord Ram, he made a shivling of Lord Shiva with the sand. Actually Hanumanji got late. So it is mentioned that when Lord Ram, he made this shivlinga, actually he wanted to appease especially Lord Rudra, Shiva, because Ravana is the devotee of Shiva. So here it is mentioned that Ramascha Asto Ishwara. Actually it is mentioned Ramayana, Ramascha Tau Asto Ishwara, that means Shiva is Shiva's worshipable deity is Lord Ram. The literal meaning of Rameshwar is like that. So now we'll come to the Vrindavan Leelas. There are endless pastimes of Lord Shiva, but as far as when it comes to Vrindavan Leela, so we should understand that Vajranabh, he established the five deities of Lord Shiva, and in Vrindavan he is called Vishmahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev. So Garg Samhita explains that one time when Lord Krishna was playing his flute, so Lord Shiva could hear in Kailash. So immediately he came to Vrindavan at the site where the Rasila was going on. and Yogmaya was there protecting the Rasalila arena. Seeing Lord Shiva, what is he said? Come on, you have no place here. You have to get lost immediately. But somehow Lord Shiva was hesitant. What he told her, you can make me a gopi. I am ready to serve in any capacity. So Yogmaya said, okay, if you want to become a yogi, gopi, then you go to Brindadevi. So Brindadevi will tell you what to do next. So this way Lord Shiva, he went to Brindadevi. And Brindadevi, she told Lord Shiva, you cross Yamuna. And across Yamuna, there is this Mansarovar. You take one dip, you will become a beautiful gopi. And again, if you want to become Shiva, then you, after some time, you take a second dip. So you will be back to normal. So this way, Lord Shiva, he took the dip there. And he became a very nice, beautiful gopi. So he ran to the arena of Raslila. So there all the gopis, they were taken back to see a new gopi. All her ornaments, they were small snakes in the head, in the neck, on the belly. So they were conversing about this new gopi. So that this time Lord Krishna, he could understand that yes, only Lord Shiva can do this. So our acharyas, they explain that Lord Shiva, he has no false identification with the body. It is called mithya abhiman. In Sanskrit language, it is called abhiman, means false understanding of ourself. So like there is a abhiman of desh abhiman, rashtra abhiman, jati abhiman, purush abhiman, stri abhiman. Abhiman means we think that we are. In material today's world, what we see, like especially women, those who wear jeans pant, what is that? It is a one mithya abhiman, what they think we are men, but that is not their attire. So here we should understand that Lord Shiva has no abhiman, that he never feels this, yes, I am a Purusha, that he knows only Ekala Ishwara Krishna. So now the literal meaning of Gopeshwar Mahadev, it doesn't mean that he is the Lord of this gopis. It is not like that. So the literal understanding is that, see whose Ishwar are the gopis. See means, that's Gopeshwar Mahadev, he is a gopi. So Lord Krishna, he told that now I designate you as the protector of Vrindavan Dham, and henceforth the gopis, those who want to join my Rasila, they will worship you first, and when you feel they are qualified, then you can further nominate them for their next qualification. So also there is one nice deity of Lord Shiva, is called Bankhandi Mahadev. So it is mentioned that Sanatan Goswami, every day he used to go to Gopeshwar Mahadev. It is a long way from Madan Mohan to go to Gopeshwar Mahadev is a long way. So one time it was heavily raining, and because Sanatan Goswami was going in the middle of the rain, so what happened, in the middle of the forest, Lord Shiva, he manifested. And Bana means forest, Khandi means one who manifested. So there is one deity of Lord Shiva called Bankhandi Mahadev before entering that Lohi Bazaar. And also in Gokul there is one Mahadev, is called Chintaharan Mahadev. It is mentioned that this deity is also called by Vajranab. When you go to Gokul, after Brahman Ghat, there is one Chintaharan Ghat. So in Krishna's manifest pastime, it is mentioned that one time as Lord Krishna, he ate some mud. So Yashoda, she was in a dilemma. And the gopis, they told, there is one Babaji here, Buddha Baba. So you take to him, Krishna to him, and he will give some medication. So this way what happened, Yashoda, she took Krishna all the way to Lord Shiva. He was sitting there in a disguised form. And there she told, see, my son, despite giving such nice butter, he's always eating this mud. So why don't you give some medication? So as he was playing the role of a mendicant, so what he did, he put his hand on the belly of Lord Krishna. And he said, yes, now I have cured your son. Henceforth, if he eats stones, he will digest. You don't worry about that. And also I bless you, that henceforth all your anxiety will go away, he told Yashoda. So So here Brajavasis, what they say, that by going there all your anxieties are taken away. Again, one time baby Krishna, he was in the lap of mother Yashoda, and mother Yashoda was taking one stride in the garden, and suddenly Krishna, he saw the moon in the sky, and he said, now I want the moon. Today what you see the market, especially there is a big market for children, from cloth to toys to food, everything. And because Krishna was playing the role of a baby Krishna, so Krishna, he was adamant, he was telling, I want that from the sky, that moon. So now Yashoda was taken back, how to solace Krishna. So that time Shiva, he appeared there, and he, Shiva said, okay, there is one way out. What you do, big one, get one big tray and pour water in that, and the reflection of the sun will come in that. So this way what happened, she bought a big tray and Shiva poured water from his kamandalu. So when the water came to the brim, so the reflection of the moon came in that, and Shiva, he told baby Krishna, okay, now I bought this moon here, you jump in this tray and you catch this moon. So there are countless pastimes, so our time doesn't permit. So there is one vrata, it is mentioned that Shiva, he did Traimasik vrat, and after that he did 85,000 years tapasya in Kamivan. Why his deities are there? Because he did 85,000 years tapasya in Kamivan at one place called Suvarnaharkund. So there he did 85,000 years tapasya. Unbelievable. So that's why Lord Shiva is given eternal abode in Vrindavan by Lord Krishna and Radharani. Lose Lord Shiva ki. So Gopeshwar Mahadev ki. So we'll end the class here. So anyone has any comment or question about Lord Shiva in Vrindavan? Yes, Prabhu. Yugal Mantra.
How old is it?
I have not studied about Rudra Sampradaya, so I don't know much, but these people, they chant this mantra.
Another question is,
you can hold the mic little to the mouth.
Another question is, Lord Rudra comes in Kali Yuga because people are deluded, so he has a plan to challenge the situation. But challenging the situation, like preaching Mayavada philosophy, how is it benefited for people?
Actually, the Lord, Shankaracharya, he has written that Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam. What he explains, that in the end, that all you fools, you chant the holy name of Govinda. Basically, there was little this thing, need of the time. According to time, place, circumstance, what happens? The Lord, he sends his representative to preach different philosophies. So there was a need for preaching this Mayavad that period of time. So that's why Lord Shiva, he came in the guise of Brahmana, Shankaracharya. So that was the need of the hour. So that's why it was preached during that period of time. So any other question?
Lord Shiva has many names like Shiva, Sadashiva, Gurudrum, Mahadev, Shankar, Mahapal, Adhara, etc. So for materialists, which form is the most powerful? And for the
which form of Shiva?
Yeah, and for
that I don't know. No, Lord Shiva also has different pastimes. According to the pastime, he got different names, like Neelkantha, because he drank the poison, Gangadhar, because he took the Ganges on the head. So because of these different pastimes he's performing, he got the names. So that way he has different names, like Krishna, he has different names according to the Leela. Also Shiva has these names. But being like a Vaishnava devotee is, we can hear, because he is a topmost devotee of the Lord, and we can glorify him. So as I was telling that, yes, the story when Parvati, Shiva, he told, I am going to Gokul to see Lord Krishna. So Parvati, she told, why don't you get some nice butter from Gokul? I heard in Gokul there is nice butter. So Lord Shiva, on the way, he told Yashoda that my wife wants some nice butter. So Yashoda, she gave one nice pot full of butter. And Shiva, what happened? He was relishing that butter. By the time he came to Kailash, so all the butter got over. And he gave the empty pot to Parvati. And what will happen? So Parvati said, okay, now I curse you, and henceforth no one will eat your Mahaprasad. That is one story mentioned. Why the devotees, they don't eat Shiva Prasad. Hare Krishna.